Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning prayer and devotional. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Our topic on today is, Ain't God Good? Let's begin this day with devotion to God's Word to receive spiritual food necessary for the nourishment of our soul and good for the healing and restoration of our mind, body, and spirit. Now, today's discussion, let's not forget from whence we came. For many of us, life wasn't always picture perfect. Some people have faced challenges that would make many of us run and hide. Yet, they persevered with God's help and overcame when they looked back. And their testimony, my testimony, is, ain't God good? So never forget how you got over, and it will be easier to continue the journey. My first scripture text is Psalms 143:10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. The spirit is good. Lead me in thy spirit is good. Excuse me. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Amen. Praise God. And also, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just read the wrong thing. Amen, praise God. Ain't God good? Amen, praise God. Well, that's all right. Amen, praise God. The Lord is still good. His mercy endures forever. ever. Amen. So this is what we had been discussing for last week. Amen. Praise God. Wasn't ain't God good? Amen. Praise God. And I want to also talk about how God is able. God is able to deliver. God is able to take you through any situation, any problem that you may be facing or that you may be dealing with. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know God is able. Amen. So I hope that you will listen to both programs. Amen. We started out, amen, with last Sunday talking about ain't God good. And I want you to know now that God is able. He is able to deliver you. He is able to set you free. He is able to bring you out of any situation, any problem that you may be facing, anything that you're dealing through. Listen, sometimes the going through may be get tough. You may be going through some tough times right now. But today I want to encourage you not to give in. I want you to remember that God is a good God. I want you not to let go of your faith. But my God is able to bring you through any situation victoriously, regardless of the test and whatever you may encounter, the harsh realities we may face in this life, the fact still remains there is nothing. I want you people to hear me. There is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing. God is able to deliver. God is able to set you free. The Bible says he is our refuge in the time of trouble and the very present help. Amen. Praise God. In the time of trouble. He is our refuge. Amen. You can go to him when you can't go to nobody else. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to remember, amen, praise God, that in spite of anything that the devil may be taking you through, amen, praise God, never forget the goodness of God. That's what we talked about on last week. Never forget the goodness of God. Amen. Praise God. And then, amen, praise God, remind yourself. This is what I want to share with you on today. Remind yourself, my God is able. My God is able to bring me through any situation, anything that I may be facing, God is going to bring me through. He's going to deliver, and he's going to set me free from all of the oppressions of the enemy. And that devil, he does like to come, and he does like to give us fits. Oh, yes, he does. He loves, amen, praise God, to cause confusion in our lives. But you cannot, hear what I'm telling you people, you cannot allow the enemy to come in and destroy or hinder you from what God has called for you to do. The devil is a liar. I want to read to you, amen, praise God, some passages of scriptures before we pray and we have our first selection. Amen, praise God. And 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. And we talked about this before. Amen. Praise God. Know that God is able. Know for yourself, regardless of how that situation may look. Amen. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. When I think about all the things that I've been through, amen, praise God, I just have to trust God. I have to trust God for myself and believe that he's going to bring me through and he's going to bring me out. Amen, just like he did with the children of Israel. He took them out and he brought them out, amen, praise God, of a hard taskmaster. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And Pharaoh didn't want to let them go. But I tell you what, amen, the devil may not want to release you. He may not want to let you go, but he's got to. He's got to, amen, praise God, because God has given us power over all the works of the enemy. And just like the children of Israel, they cried out. They cried out unto God for deliverance, and God sent Moses, he prepared him. Amen. He prepared Moses. Moses in Spanish. He prepared him. Amen. Praise God. Let him grow up. It was God's divine plan and ordinance to allow Moses to grow up. Amen. A Hebrew child growing up in the king's, the Pharaoh's household, so he could learn his ways, speak the language. Amen. Be educated. God got something for you to do. He's going to qualify you to do it. Amen. Moses was twofold, amen, by knowing his learning his people. He had to go and learn his roots. He had to go and learn, amen, the people from which his heritage came from. Amen. Praise God. Because he grew up around the Egyptians. He knew their ways. He knew their customs. And then he had to be sent back to learn about his people. Amen. We've got to learn, amen, many times how to minister to the people that God is sending us to. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We've got to learn many times, praise God, how to properly, amen, speak and get the attention of those that God has sent us to help, not just by quoting some scriptures, amen, praise God, but by having the facts, knowing, amen, praise God, the information we need so that, amen, we can present ourselves properly. In Exodus 18, verses 5 through 9, I want to read. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, where he had camped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, am coming unto thee, and thy wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And it's good to have somebody that you can talk to, especially your family, amen, to be able to share. Jethro, amen, understood Moses as, amen, a Hebrew, amen, praise God. He didn't know him as the Egyptian prince. He came to his house as a wanderer, amen, after being cast out of Pharaoh's house. And he married Jethro's daughter, Zipporah. So now Jethro is bringing his son and Zipporah, Moses' wife, to him. Amen, praise God. The Israelites have come out of Egypt, and they are at the Mount of God to worship and to give him sacrifice. Amen. And Moses sits down with his father-in-law, amen, to tell him how God brought him out. Oh, let me tell you, amen, praise God. A lot of times, amen, the greatest testimony that we can give is look what the Lord has done. Amen. Look how God brought me out. You know there are many people that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Amen, praise God. And God has healed you, amen, of some disease, some type of infirmity. Amen, praise God. Many of us have loved ones, amen, that are sick and afflicted in their body. Amen. We have family members, oh, thank you, Jesus, that are going through difficult situations in their marriages. Amen. Some are having problems with their children. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some are having problems on their job. But we, the saints of God, we can look back and see where the Lord has brought us from. How, amen, praise God, he removed those individuals that were giving us a hard time at work. Amen, praise God. Or he caused them to hold their peace and be quiet so we can get our work done. Or, amen, praise God, in the midst of your infirmity, God gave you peace in your mind and in your body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How he brought increase when you were going through lack and want. Oh, praise God. When you think about the goodness of God, amen, yes, you can say, ain't God good, but you also can tell people, my God is able. I'm a living witness. He's able. Amen, praise God. He's able to bring you through. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to play this selection by the Clark Sisters. I'm living. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I'm living in the fullness of the word. Amen. Praise God. I stand upon God's word when I don't have nothing else to stand on because I trust him. Amen. Praise God. I trust him to bring me through every situation. I trust him to send his angels to watch over, to protect me, and to keep me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I trust him with my family, whether I'm with them or I'm not with them. I trust him to watch over my children. Amen, praise God, and my grandchildren. I trust him, amen, because I know that he's more than able. Amen, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm living this life, amen, praise God, on this earth, not in fear, but in trust in the Lord, because my God is able.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Twinkie, the Clark Sisters.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You got to keep on living. Amen. Praise God. No matter what the enemy may present or you may be going through, don't you stop living. You know, so many people, they just give up. Amen. Praise God. They get faced with opposition. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we don't have the support that we want or that we need from family, even friends. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times when we need them the most, they are not there for us, and we get angry. We get frustrated. Amen. Well, I know I do. Amen. Praise God. But I've learned to depend on God. I've learned that God is the source of my strength. I've learned that even in the midst of my trials, tribulations, adversities, that God is able, hallelujah, to bring me through each and every one of them. And he can do above and beyond what I can ask or think. Amen. Praise God. But listen, it says in Ephesians 3:20, according to the power that worketh in us. That's the key, men and women of God, the power that worketh in you. We got to get rid of all of this negativity. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we're so busy focusing on the bad. Amen. Praise God. That we don't focus on the good. We don't have that positive energy flowing. But I've discovered a secret. One of the secrets is daily prayer and devotion. I'm so grateful that we have early morning glory prayer. Amen. And I want to invite you to participate, amen, with our early morning glory prayer Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. 1 hour of prayer and power. Now, let me tell you something. Amen. When you start praying individually, that strengthens your personal relationship with God. But when you pray with a prayer partner, when you pray corporately with a group, amen, it strengthens you, amen, praise God. And it also, amen, gives you the spiritual support that you need. And the devil knows this, and this is why he does not want us to have prayer partners. He doesn't want you involved in a prayer ministry, because if he can keep you isolated, then desolation will come and it will destroy, amen, the foundation that has been built. Prayer, amen, maintains, keeps you in that intimate, personal relationship with God. Amen. When I pray, let me tell you something. I don't care what I'm going through. When I pray and when I get involved with the prayer ministry, amen, praise God, I feel refreshed, renewed, and revived. Amen, praise God. I know I'm not fighting this battle on my own. Amen. And I can tell my sisters and brothers in Christ to pray with and for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are going to be times you can hardly pray for yourself. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because of what you're going through. That's the time not to get by yourself. Amen. But go in your prayer closet, read your word, pray the scripture. Amen. And then, amen, call on the army. Amen. The army of the Most High God. Call on the Lord and call on your sisters and brothers to pray. So we spend so much time talking about our problems instead of praying about our problems. So I want to invite you to join us in prayer. Amen. Monday through Friday. Amen. The number to call is 712-775-7031. Access code 206-594-156 pound. Now, this is free. It is a free conference call. So if you get a message asking you to pay, amen, do not accept that message, okay? That may be your service provider, but you can also go to freeconferencecalls.com, amen, praise God, and you can look on the web page, and you will see it says join the meeting, and you can click on that, and if you have a computer with internet, then you can join us via the internet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. You click on that, and it will download the icon where you can, and then when it comes up, you want to click on it. There's microphone and headset. You click on that. Amen. Praise God. And it will connect you via the internet and your computer to the prayer ministry. I thank God he always makes a way out of no way, because what? My God is able. So I'm going to pray for you right now before we play our closing selection. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your mercy on this morning. We ask that you will look down upon every person that is listening or will listen to this broadcast, that they will be strengthened, they'll be encouraged, they'll be motivated to know, regardless of what they're going through, you are able to bring them out. You are their refuge. You are their strong tower, dear God. Father, bind the spirit of discouragement today, Father, that is trying to creep in the name of Jesus. We take authority and we cast it back into outer darkness, dear God. Father, let your people be strengthened. Let them be encouraged. And let them know that they can call on you. Hallelujah. They can dial up your number anytime through prayer. And you will.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Sometimes you feel like you're